Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Hi, this is Elle.
And this is Ron Lim, the co-host to the Ask Elle Relationship Talk Show, and we also have with us our lovely co-host with the most, Lenny Matthews.
Good evening.
Hi there. How are you?
Hi. I am awesome.
Awesome. It's good. So good to see you, girls.
So good to see
you. Good to see
you
too, Ron.
Well, thank you. So, we're going to start off this whole thing tonight with a phone number.
Good idea.
Let's give everybody a phone number to call us.
Okay.
Because we want to... Actually, you know, we're going to want some people to chime in on this topic here. So our number is 530-605-4567. Again, 530-605-4567. Why are you smiling at me like that?
Because you're so cute.
Ella's just sitting there looking at me.
I don't know, I'm just laughing because I know you know that number by heart, but you can't help yourself looking at the board for it.
Well, it's just emotional backup.
I get that.
Yeah.
And
you can also listen to us at KCNR.
You guys are my emotional backup.
Aw. KCNR1460.com, the little green live button. Or you can go to 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, or. Or you can text Elle herself at.
Yeah, 707-499-8999.
Or you can actually message us on Facebook, any one of us, Lenny Matthews. Ask Elle. Me, Ron Lim. So, Lenny is going to tell us about our sponsor tonight, New Life Discovery Project. Lenny?
You know what? These guys just handed me the baton here. And I don't know.
Hardly ever say anything, so let's, you know.
Well, I am on the board. I think it's a fabulous, fabulous program. It's something that's so needed in Reading. It's called New Life Discovery Program, and it is giving people a chance with challenges in life, whether it's addiction, maybe some emotional or mental issues, people that have been incarcerated and are just getting out into the world again, giving those folks a chance to a new way of life. We actually take these people in and employ them so that they can learn how to stand up on their own two feet eventually when they walk out of the program. Elle is a program director, and she is also a very, very good life coach. And so she's guiding these people, counseling these people. And we've just started out, but it's going very, very well.
It's moving in the right direction.
And we've got room. We still have room.
They just opened, yes.
So how do they get a hold of someone to find out more about it?
They can call this number. Yeah. You want me to give the phone number for you?
Sure.
That'd be great.
It's 530-899-8345. One more time. 530-899-8345 if you need to get a hold of them and find out more. Okay, so...
Thank you, Lenny. That was great.
Yeah, that's very
welcome.
Good, Lenny.
Layman terms.
You can do it from now
on. Yeah,
that was
good. You did good. I wish I would have recorded it. I would have memorized it.
So, tonight we are talking about... Apparently, we're talking about rats tonight.
We are talking about rats tonight.
I saw something about rats, so...
And I'll tell you, I ran across this... I've heard about it in my schooling in psychology.
Oh, yeah.
You come across this study, but I never really like pressed in around the study, even though I had to train a rat as one of my classes for psychology.
You had to
imagine
train
that.
A rat?
I did. I had to train a rat
to do tricks.
I had a pet rat. His name was Ratty Roo.
It was on behavior, but I ran across this concept of the rat park experiment, and initially years and years and years ago when the experiment was done, it was exposing rats to water that was diluted with morphine. and the rats were kept in cages, and the rats chose morphine. I'm going to try to summarize this. And the rats would choose morphine over food and water and their basic needs. They just kept going and pushing the lever for the morphine-infused water to the point where they just eventually died. And so that experiment was supposed to show that it indicated that addiction was purely a chemical issue. So you get exposed to the chemical, and then you have an addiction issue. And then later another study was done using the same concept, but instead of having the rats all in the same environment. I hope I'm getting this right. It's close if I'm not exactly right on, but they did a study. One group of rats had an enriched environment. So their environment was big, lots of activities. Activities for them to do, very social. They had the food that they needed. They had the mm-hmm. social environment they needed. They had the activity, the safety, whatever it is that rats need.
And you told me that.
That,
You told me that they each had a bottle of water.
Yeah, like, I'm getting to that. Yes. And then that group of rats, so they had a socially enriched environment and supportive environment. However you support a rat, they had
it. And it was fun. They got to play.
They got to play and they interacted.
Right.
And there wasn't.
And they had room.
It was a great life for a rat.
Whatever that is. And then the next group of rats were only in a cage. So both group of rats had this morphine-infused water. The ones in the cage would press the water over and over like the first experiment, ignoring any of their basic needs, food and water, food and whatever their basic needs were until they died. The rats in the enriched environment barely took part in the morphine-infused water. So the ones that had the good environment and the activity and whatever rats needed, they had it. They did not partake in the morphine. Every once in a while they would. So the theory on that study is that addiction isn't necessarily the chemical hook that was originally believed. Like if you take it, that's it. You're hooked. It's over. This was more about it made the reasons for addiction, it put a much broader spectrum on some of the reasons for addiction and where that experiment kind of takes us mentally. And so I just, you know, it was really interesting to me. So I just thought we would talk about some of that. And you guys read my notes and, you know, feel free to weigh in. So the ones that had, like I said, the ones that had the enriched environment had a reduced drug consumption. They had reduced stress. They didn't have the social isolation. Go ahead, Lenny. Yeah, jump in here, guys. I'm kind of muddling through it, but
okay. So what that means to me is, in layman terms, this is what I feel like. The comparison is, you take a person that really doesn't have a lot going on in their life. There may be already a depression set in, and they come across the drug. Now they're self-medicating, and they're getting that high, and it is to survive mentally, emotionally, physically. You take someone like me, for example, and I'm not being facetious. In my later years in life, I've been lucky enough to really kind of trip the light fantastic on my own. I'm doing a natural high. I am happy all the time. So I think I am producing my own dopamine. Mm-hmm. And so I think the rats in the cage that had the park, the play park, were producing their own dopamine and enjoying life so much, there wasn't a need to self-medicate. They were medicated on their own, just mm-hmm. through what God gave us, which is if the chemicals are right and balanced in your brain and you're grabbing on to what life has put in front of you and making something of it, you're awesome. Mm-hmm. And yeah. So I think they took that and ran with it. No pun intended. Because they got the little wheel, you know, they're running
right.
On it. Okay, am I close?
We are. We'll continue on what you were saying, and you made some really amazing points. It's time for a break.
Already?
Okay.
Well, that's fast. Okay.
You're wow. Back.
Get a great deal on select Kubota equipment, the number one rated tractor brand for durability and owner experience in the U.S. The versatile lineup features performance matched attachments to help you make the most of your land. Right now at participating dealers, get a Kubota compact tractor for zero down, 0% APR for 84 months. Now through June 30th. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com/offers for full disclaimer.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
The historic Cascade Theater is rolling out the red carpet for their first annual summer gala fundraiser, Encore, on Saturday, June 24th. Hear live musicians paired with all your favorite stars from musicals past and present. Relive the songs that made you laugh, cry, and cheer while supporting your favorite historical and local theater. Tickets are on sale now. All tickets include admission to the 6 p.m. silent auction, free concessions, and admission to the 7:30 p.m. performance. To purchase tickets or for more information, contact the Cascade Theater box office at 530-243-8877 or visit their website at www.cascadetheater.org.
Hello, this is Elle.
And this is Ron Lim, co-host to the Ask Elle Relationship Talk Show. And we also have with us our beautiful co-host with the most, Lenny Matthews.
Well, hello.
Hi there.
Hi.
I'm glad to see you again.
Hi, Elle.
Hi, Lenny.
She's busy. So, welcome back, everybody. We would like you to give us a call in and throw in some of your comments about our topic here at 530-605-4567, 530-605-4567, or you can listen to us at kcnr1460.com, or you can even text Ask Elle herself at
707-499-8999,
or you can message all of us on Facebook, Lenny Matthews, Ask Elle, and myself are on them. And, Lenny, you did such a good job on the...
you did do a good job on that. Thank you,
talking about the New Life Discovery Project, our sponsor. So could you tell us a little bit really quickly about New Life?
Well, yes, actually. I'm a little partial to New Life Discovery because I'm on the board along with Ron and Elle, and... Actually, Elle is probably the glue for this new project. It is a facility where people live. They eat, sleep, and breathe New Life Discovery. And what we do is we take folks in that are maybe struggling with addiction, maybe some mental health issues. Folks that have been incarcerated and they're just getting out, they really don't know where to start. And we take those people under our wing. We invite them in. It's like a big family. They feel that they belong. And Elle is the program director, so she takes these people and runs programs and classes. Giving him skills and tools on mm-hmm. how to go back out into the world right. and live a good, healthy life. And we also supply an opportunity for them to actually go out and work part of their day. So they're actually getting out into the work world too. So, fabulous program. Nothing else like it in Reading.
Thank you for telling us about that. And the
thank you, Lenny. That was great. Welcome.
And the number again, I lost.
You're hired.
Here it is.
I'm already hired.
There's an opening.
The number.
How many times are you going to hire me?
The number, if you need to get a hold of them, is 530-899-8345. Again, 530-899-8345. Okay, so before the break, we were talking about the rats.
And, we were talking about Rat Park. Great Rat Park. Experiment. I thought it was so fascinating. And I'll just repeat it quickly for those of you that are just tuning in. There was an experiment done with two sets of rats. One set of rats was isolated in a basically environmentally impoverished condition. So they were just in a cage. They were given morphine-infused water, and then the other group of rats was in a very environmentally stimulating place for rats, and they were given morphine-infused water, the option for it. They had regular water, morphine-infused water, food. So the ones that were in a socially and environmentally deprived environment ended up taking the morphine option to the point of death, not from overdose, but from neglect of their other needs.
Yeah.
They neglected regular food and water.
Probably sleep.
And, right.
No exercise.
There wasn't that available for them. So it was probably overcrowded. And then the ones that were in the enriched environment, they tested the morphine water, but rarely chose the morphine water. Now, here's something that's interesting that I left out. The rats that were switched, that had become overusing the morphine water when they were switched to the environment of the socially enriched rat cage, they stopped using the morphine.
That's amazing.
So that's part that I left out.
And I think that's a big deal.
That says
a
lot about, the social environment.
Yeah.
And it kind of challenged the narrative that drugs are a chemical hook. You get hooked on drugs because there's a chemical hook, and it's challenging that narrative. And,
so that could be other than chemical, it could be just a psychological hook too, because they can go into a different environment and not have to kick the habit. They just go into the new environment. Do you see what I mean?
Yeah, of course I see what you mean.
It feels like the projects in Hollywood, one group is living in the projects, the other group is living in Beverly Hills.
Right. Well, that's a good way to put it. So the ones that were switched over had no need for that. And it's just interesting because a lot of theories have come off of this Rat Park experiment. So it's just suggesting that addiction isn't necessarily determined by the pharmacological properties. We say, drugs coming across the border. We have a drug problem. Do we? Yes, we do.
Sure.
We do have a drug problem, but, the question is it just a drug problem, or do we have a problem in our society that's bigger than just the drugs coming in? Is this a cry to begin to take a look at what we can do socially, culturally, on a civic level? Are there things? I mean, it poses a lot of questions mm-hmm. for addiction. And you brought up the idea. You brought up the concept of the dopamine spike. Like you were saying, you're happy because your life is interesting and you keep yourself stimulated. And one notion is that as a culture, we've kind of gone in the opposite direction in some ways, where we're overstimulated and now we are doping ourselves with the need to be constantly stimulated. We need that. You know, it used to be before we could sit down and watch an hour video, and then it was a half-hour video. I'm talking about YouTube or TikTok or Instagram, and then it was a 30-second video. Now it's down to these social media outlets promote 5-second videos. Get your video in 5 seconds. So it's that stimulation. And I'm guilty of it. I'm constantly looking at my phone. Hey, what's awaiting me? Is there, you know, do I need to answer a text? Do I need to answer an email? Do I need to, it does something about preoccupying me from some of the stress I'm feeling at the moment. And so there's one theory that we're living in such impoverished, even though we have wealth, we're living in such impoverished, situations socially, emotionally, relationally, mm-hmm. there's such a breakdown that we're going after the things that are harming us to numb us to that lack of stimulation. The other flip, I don't know if it's the other side of the same coin, probably is that we have the tools now to create that dopamine spike all day long. So like the rats, we're hitting that social media, we're hitting that water, we're hitting that infused water that's creating the dopamine effect in us, where this study kind of indicates that if we were in an environment that was what we needed as a society, which I think what we need is we need connection.
Yeah.
We need support. We need to be together.
Communicate with each other.
We need to be communicating with each other. We've lost that. And
well, we have texting. Not that's the same thing.
No.
I don't mean that
kind
of thing.
I think that is a form of connection.
It is, but
personally, I feel like texting is a form. It's just a new form of connection. Yeah. But
I'd much rather talk with
someone. But you can read text so many different ways, though. Problem.
Yeah, there's a problem with text that can cause problems.
So in relating to relationships, right?
Yeah.
Let's say we have a addiction problem, right? Let's say it's drugs. What do we do about that in a relationship?
That is a huge question. If that was an easy answer, we'd be making a lot more money than we are right now. You know, for the addiction issue, I really lean toward Lance Stode's philosophy around addiction. And addiction in relationships, and I'm just going to say this, that's mm-hmm. going to be super unpopular maybe, is that you cannot change anybody.
Uh-uh.
You cannot, if you have... And I'm gonna make a point here. If you have a partner or child, I've had both that are addicted to drugs. You cannot change them. What you can do is you can change the conversation around addiction. And one of the ways of changing that conversation around addiction, I've said it before, is that we're not looking at addiction like you have an addiction problem. You have a drug problem. You have a drinking problem. You have a gambling problem. You have a shopping problem. You're a workaholic. Instead of saying you have this problem, looking at it, and again, I'm borrowing this from Lance Stodes. This isn't mine. Looking at it as, okay, what you have is you have a drinking solution. You have a drug solution. You have, and this is how I approach the program. And people that come into my office, what is the behavior solving for you? I'm not going to look at you like you have a problem, that you're morally deficient, that you're weak, that there's something wrong with you. I'm going to say there's something right with you. You're wanting to have a better human experience. You're using this behavior to try to feel better. You don't want to feel depression. You don't want to feel anxiety. You don't want to feel powerless. You don't want to feel alone. So what is the addiction solving? To answer your question the long way, Ron, is if you're with an addict, all you can do is say, I realize that you're trying to solve for some behavior. You're trying to solve some problem. What's the problem? I want you to get help for that right. problem.
I was going
to
say not her, him or her, but qualified people.
Yeah.
That are qualified to help with that.
Yes. And yeah. And know that you can't change it. I hope you get help for that. I would love to see you get help for it. In the meantime, I can't find a way to live with this. Or you say, I hope you get help. I'm here for you. I'm going to be encouraging. I mean, you really only have those two options. I'm going to stay, or I'm going to go, and that's up to you. That's an individual choice. I stayed for 20 years. We had a lot of successes, and until I couldn't stay anymore.
Right.
And then after 20 years, it ended up.
What if you may get to a point where you just can't anymore?
Right.
Because it's for someone like me that loves so deeply and cares so much, I become a part of it, and I'm so much the support system that I become an enabler. So it does two things. It almost kills me, and I enable this person to continue with what they're doing because their life is good, because I'm making sure it is.
Yeah.
They're comfortable.
And they haven't lost anything. There's no reason to quit.
Perfect. That's a great place for us. Thank you, Lenny.
Thank you, Lenny.
We need to take a break, and we'll be back.
Okay.
There's a port on a western bay, and it serves 100 ships a day. Lonely sailors pass the time away and talk about their homes.
Dignity Health and Reading West Rotary present the 16th annual Taste of Reading 2023, Sunday, June 11th from noon until 4 at the Reading City Hall Sculpture Park. Chefs are preparing their finest foods for you to sample with great wines and microbrews, plus live entertainment on three stages. Get your tickets for food and drink sampling in advance at tasteofreading.com. Sample great food and beverages from local restaurants, wineries, and breweries while listening to the Billies, the Stonehearts, Hook, Anna J. Band, and Mark Maccabee and the Ghost Highways. Enjoy fun with the whole family with face painting and balloon artists. There will be fun for the entire family. So come on down to the 16th annual Taste of Reading, Sunday, June 11th, at the Sculpture Park at Reading City Hall. Find a complete list of events and purchase your tickets by visiting us online at tasteofreading.com.
Locally owned and operated for 27 years, La Cabana at 1335 Market Street invites you to stop by and enjoy authentic Mexican cuisine for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Open 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday, closed on Sundays. La Cabana serves traditional dishes, homemade chili rellenos, carne asada, and carnitas. Dine in or take out. La Cabana, 1335 Market Street in downtown Reading. Call 530-242-1915. That's 530-242-1915.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
This is your co-host, Ron Lynn. Sorry, we are just over here dancing. Well, I'm not dancing. I'm watching them dance.
You were dancing.
I don't.
You were dancing.
I don't dance.
Yes, you
that
do.
That was a dance. That was a stool dance.
Oh, what?
Ooh.
Well, thank you.
Stool dance.
Okay, so I'm Ron Lim, co-host to the Ask Elle talk show about relationships. And we have with us the beautiful co-host with the most over here, Lenny Matthews.
Thank you. Good evening.
Hi there.
Hi.
So, we want...
Hi, Al.
Hi, Al.
Hi, Larry.
Oh, yeah. Hi, Al. Our number here to call in.
He's got to pass over somebody. It's me now.
Well, you know, it's hard to keep track of two of you.
I get nothing.
But, yeah, we would like, if you'd like our number to call in, it is 530-605-4567. 530-605-4567. You can also listen to us at KCNR1460.com. Or you can text Elle herself at
707-499-8999.
Or you can message on Facebook, Lenny Matthews, Ask Elle, Ron Lim. So, our sponsor, just a quick word about our sponsor.
Lenny, take it away. I think this time you should talk about your facility.
I'm happy to talk about our facility.
Thank you.
It's not necessarily good about talking about it. I'm happy to talk about it, but, you know, our mission is to, and one thing that I love about the topic we're covering tonight is having a different conversation around addiction. Really, my approach when people come in to New Life Discovery Project is I really try to sit down with them and have a conversation with them and immediately let them know, like, look, you know, I'm not looking at you. We're not talking to you like there's something deficient in you. I think that there's actually something amazing in you, and that is what you've had to do to survive up until this point. And the stories, you know, you got to know that the people look at addiction like, oh, there's something wrong with that person. I wish those addicts would just get there. And I used to be this way too. I wish they would just get their lives together. They have these horrible conversations in their head about people that are addicted. But the truth is that some of these stories that people come to you with that have been in a place of absolute destitution, if you heard the horror stories,
unbelievable,
that they have had to survive that you can't even imagine, and they're walking through your doors and they're saying, I want to do something different. I've tried and I want to do something different. There's a challenge in what any of us are doing if we're trying to create an environment that's going to potentially provide change for them. There's a challenge in that, and that is that for some people, coming into a place of recovery is new, and the brain doesn't like new things. So that can add stress, new people, new environment. So we really try to talk about that process and remind them of who they are as a human being. Who are you as a human being? You know, your solution to the pain that you felt is to numb that out. And how can you blame them? When I go to the dentist, I want to be numbed up.
Absolutely.
And, yeah. And
it hurts.
Yeah.
And I'm scared of it.
And mental pain actually registers in the brain just like physical pain.
Of course.
So substances that create this dopamine spike or numb us out and stop us from feeling the pain, there's relief in that. And the brain one of the brain's job is to move you away from pain to pleasure. So you can understand why substances are a perfectly understandable choice for managing pain, managing life's problems. So, you know, I've kind of turned the commercial into
our
topic.
This program
we're just bleeding it together
right
here. But,
topic, yeah.
You know, when people come in, and the conversations usually go very well. When I say, you know, I just, whatever behavior is going on that you're coming in here wanting to fix, that behavior was also trying to solve a problem. So let's take a look at that, what it was trying to solve. We're going to dive into that while you're here in this program. And I think that's maybe an approach that we're taking that has the potential for being successful. We're new. You know, we're still in the testing grounds.
Just a month old, right?
Yes, we're just almost a month old.
Yeah.
But what we're trying to do, and we live by Maslow's hierarchy of needs. And Maslow's, if you haven't heard of it, Maslow's hierarchy of needs is a theory that says that before you can become the person that you want to be, there's these levels of achievement that have to happen. And the first basic bottom level is food, clothing, and shelter. If you're spending your entire life just trying to have food, clothing, and shelter, then that's where you're going to stay. If your whole life is about survival and crisis, and for a lot of people, that's what it's been. And again, I just want to say, if you heard the horror stories that some of these people have been subjected to, you would get secondary trauma just from the stories. So what we're trying to do is just get that basic need in place first, food, clothing, and shelter. We're giving them a place where there's shelter, they're fed, there's clothing, and then the next thing up on Maslow's hierarchy of needs is connection and safety. And I'm not sure what you're showing me, Ron.
Oh, the phone number, if anybody wants to get a hold of
it. Oh, sorry. I'm like, what? Yeah.
Well, you know.
Say it really quick, Ron.
Oh, the phone number if you need to or would like to call and find out more.
Oh, somebody asked.
The facility we're talking about is 530-899-8345. Really?
Yeah, it's 530-999.
Uh-oh.
Have people been calling?
You better check the
website. Has the wrong number. Ooh.
Okay, well, folks, I'm sorry. I've been giving you the wrong number all night.
Okay, I'm going to give you guys right number here really quick. And I feel it's pathetic that I don't know this by heart, but I'm attached to my
phone.
Because
you never call it.
We all just hit our contact. We don't have the numbers.
Yeah.
And I never call myself.
I can't
even
call you or you.
My phone's goofing up. I can't even do it. Okay. So it is 530-999-8345. That's so easy. Why don't I have that memorized?
No, really.
Is that in your contacts?
No, but I do.
Did you pull that off the website?
Yes, off the website.
Okay.
So anyway, it's 530.
We got to fix that.
999-8345. Okay. I've been giving the wrong number.
Yeah, leading people astray.
Sorry about that. Okay, so let's go back to wherever.
Yeah, the conversation, having a conversation when people come in, because really, you know, talking about this experiment between the two rat populations. One was an impoverished population. Yeah, caged, yeah. And the other one was an enriched population. And the ones who had the enriched experience rarely went for the morphine-induced water. The ones who were addicted to the morphine-induced water got in the enriched environment and got and stopped using the morphine induced water. And so, you know, how does this translate into society? I mean, it's not a one night topic. It's not something you can solve obviously in a radio show, but you know, understanding that early life experiences, the trauma, neglect, adverse family dynamics, these are going to influence someone's, you know, Lenny, you were talking about the fact that you're happy all the time because you can create experiences for you that give you that dopamine spike,
mm-hmm.
that give you that feeling that you want. And that's one part of the healing process is being able to create experiences that are satisfying and rewarding. The other part of the process is the having experiences that are so painful that you're needing drugs to numb those. So if you have pain, that trauma, neglect, abandonment, abuse, then you're using the drugs to make that go away, to numb it out. And so how do you deal with that? And that's one of the aspects that we're taking a look at. What got you here? Where's the pain? Gabor Mate says that that it's not just early life experiences, but emotional pain and disconnection. So it can be not just what's happening to you, but what aren't you getting? You know, didn't you get the support? Didn't you get the socialization? Didn't you get the connection when you were young? Were you just isolated and alone and lonely? And that creates its own form of psychosis. That's painful. You might have bad or poor coping mechanisms, and therefore
addiction becomes a coping mechanism.
I was just going to say, when we get back from our break, which is coming up soon, I'm going to, being a pharmacist, I probably want to bring up a little bit of...
Love to hear from you.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be great, Ron.
About dependency versus addiction.
Okay. Love that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Back.
Good one.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
The City of Reading cares about clean, affordable transportation. Reading Electric Utilities' new income-qualified electric vehicle voucher program reduces the purchase or lease price on eligible new or used electric vehicles by $3,000. Fuel prices are on the rise, but RU rates remain low. EV drivers pay the equivalent of about $1.10 per gallon versus the paid price at the pump by gas vehicle drivers. Find out if you qualify at cityofreading.org/rebate and enjoy fuel savings in an EV that fits your lifestyle. Funding is limited, so don't wait. Apply now.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, an emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
Hi, this is Elle. What a great song.
Yeah, we weren't dancing that time. We were singing.
You were kind of moving. You were swaying.
A little bit.
You were swaying.
Lenny was moving more than I was. This is Ron Lim, co-host of the Ask Elle Radio talk show about relationships. My friends ask me why I'm on here, because I know what not to do. And we have our co-host with the most, Lenny Matthews, here.
Hi, Ron. Hi, Elle.
Our phone number
hi,
here.
Lenny.
Yeah, hi, guys. Our number to call here is 530-605-4567. 530-605-4567, or you can listen to us at kcnr1460.com, or you can text Elle herself at
707-499-8999.
You sure?
I had a whisper in the background
okay.
there.
Or you can...
No, not sure. Let me say it again. 707-499-8999.
Good job.
Thank you.
Or you can also message us each at Facebook to Lenny Matthews, Ask Elle, or Ron Lim. And so we are back from our break, and we do have to tell you about our sponsor, but we're going to let Lenny do it this time because, Lenny?
You guys aren't happy about my 15-minute commercial.
30-second commercial.
That's the longest 30-second I've ever
heard. In my 40 years of radio, that would have cost about... $25 million.
I want a prize. I want a prize
now,
for that.
I have to say that was the longest.
But it was a perfect segue.
I just
right
couldn't
into
stop
what,
myself.
Went right into the topic, though.
Yeah, it was perfect.
So who are we talking about? Actually,
we are talking about New Life
Discovery Project.
Discovery. project. Mm-hmm. And Elle is an intricate, huge, huge part of it.
Good.
And
I'm just the part you see. I'm the face you see, and I'm...
You're all of it.
No.
Except for maybe
not.
What the loose change in the bottom of your purse, and that's about it.
No, there's a lot going on behind the scenes.
Yes,
I'm just the face.
But, no.
But they do...
What, Ron?
What do they do?
Well, I think Elle pretty well took care of
that. If you're just tuning in.
if you're just tuning in.
But, yes, if you have someone, if you are someone that is looking for a new way of life, dealing with maybe addiction, maybe some mental health problems, maybe have been incarcerated and back out and... back home and you want to learn some life skills, making your life better, you need to call
899-999-530.
Well, then why are you showing it to me?
You should tell the number in case you forgot.
Oh, Lord.
Don't you understand his sign language?
No,
I don't. His phone waving language?
You don't understand my communication.
What's the number?
8345.
530-999-8345. Okay.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Okay. So, where were we before the break?
I got a question in while we were doing that, and it's a great question,
and it comes
from my nephew, who's a faithful listener in Ohio, Michael Dominic.
Thank you so much, Michael,
because you're always weighing in, and I love it. He says, how do you handle it when a patient has a stumble or a relapse while in the program? And Michael, that's a really good question, and there's not a one-size-fits-all answer. I have had several people where this happens to, and especially it happening where, like I said earlier, someone's not familiar with being in an enclosed environment around other people. They're used to being out in the elements, and so being off the streets and being in a program and being around other people, having to deal with a whole new set of circumstances can be overwhelming. So we really kind of take a lot of factors into consideration. But thank you for asking that, Michael. I appreciate it. If someone does have to leave the program because of a relapse or a stumble, we do give them, you know, a certain amount of days to stay out and then come back. And that coming back process serves a purpose for them. It's like, do you really want this?
Sure. So you give them one more chance.
Yeah, and we've had that happen too. So, yeah.
I want to...
Ron?
You looking at me?
Yeah.
You're pointing your finger at me.
You wanted to say something before the break.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah. I wanted to... Since I am a pharmacist, I used to be... Oh, I hear the phone ringing. Maybe we better wait and see.
He just got a dopamine spike.
I just got a dopamine spike. The telephone rang. Yay, again. We've had so many calls, I don't know what to do with them all. Let's see who this is.
Focus.
I'm focused. But I have a pharmacy type of a question for you.
Well,
okay.
Do it.
Well,
they can
I don't
want to. They can sit.
There. Oh, it's Tim. Tim? Tim
okay.
Who? Tim?
Who do you think?
I don't know.
I bet.
It is Tim.
Yep.
Oh, hi, Tim.
Hi, Tim.
Tim 1. Not Tim 2, but Tim 1. Hi, Tim. I just
Hi,
want
so
to say good. Tim is in the background doing an incredible job with New Life Discovery Project. So, Tim, you got about 20 seconds. What do you want to say?
Well, actually, I was kind of interested in hearing Ron's question, but I just wanted to thank you guys for – I tuned in late, but just listening to, you know, the last few minutes, thank you for addressing this issue.
Well,
it fits right into
thank you. Actually, this was really Tim, who's on the phone, is really his brainchild, we'll say, and we kind of just all saw the vision and got on board with it. So he's behind the scenes; you don't see him much. I get all the credit.
Well, thanks for calling in with that, Tim. We appreciate it.
Did you have anything else to say, Tim?
No, I was interested in hearing Ron's question.
Well, I'm getting to it, but we have another call right now, so. We need to take
Okay.
Oh, there's a couple. So, whoa. Geez,
all right, Ron. Tim, thank you. We may end up filling up these last few minutes with calls, which is good.
We're just going to talk about...
Or they might all be for Liam. I don't know. He's so popular.
Yeah,
but.
Because I've got so many... I used to have so many patients that were on pain meds.
Yeah.
Not all of them valid, but a lot of them. Most of them, maybe. But I just want to talk about the difference between dependency and addiction.
First we're going to take this call from Linda. Linda, are you there?
You guys rock! Carla, Linda, Bob, we have your show.
Oh, hey, no. Hi.
Thank you.
Hey, Dan. Obviously, we're driving and they're telling us where to go.
We have royalty on the line. We have royalty on the phone.
This is good.
You guys are amazing, an amazing asset to the community and what you do. And Ron Lim, thank you so much for the flyover.
Oh, you're welcome.
I waved. I don't know if you saw me.
No, today or yesterday? Today or yesterday?
Today.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, you're welcome.
Everybody heard your name. Everybody was looking. Everybody was waving.
Aw, how nice. It was fun.
Yeah,
the veterans.
So we want to tell you that we love your show, and we listen. We're listening on our way out to Calicedro.
Yay! Thank you so much, you guys, for tuning in.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate that.
Thank you for giving us this opportunity to be in your station.
It's a win-win all the way around. Yeah. Hugs and kisses, guys. Have a great rest of the show.
Okay. Thank you so much for calling
in. Thanks, guys. Well,
That was nice.
That was
themselves. I know you're still listening.
That was Linda and Carl Bott.
Yeah.
So we were going to talk about maybe.
Yeah.
Tell me the difference between dependency and addiction.
Well, you were talking about. Yeah.
I was.
Yeah,
but with patients that are on pain meds, a lot of pain meds, and, you know, we have patients that really do need them. And are they addicted or dependent?
Yeah.
And then we have people that are just taking it for fun and selling them, which is more the addiction because they're not in pain.
Or that's being opportunistic.
Yeah. So.
So what's the question?
The question is. So are people in my pharmacy on huge amounts of pain pills addicted or dependent?
Well, that's a very good question. It's not a clean-cut answer because
I'd like to hear people call in and tell me
what they think. That would be great to call in.
If you're out there listening, would you call in?
A couple more minutes. Yeah. But you do have people that take pain pills the way they're prescribed. If they went off the pain pills, it would be problematic for them. They are pain pill dependent. That's different than addiction in my book, in my definition, where dependency is, in a sense, to improve the quality of your life.
Okay.
An addiction is a means of, yes, trying to improve your human experience, but creates more problems for you. So if your relationships are breaking down, if you're losing your job, if your social life is having problems, if your life is falling apart, then chances are, even if it's a dependency, then it's become an addiction issue that is now problematic for you. People that are dependent on meds, their lives aren't necessarily falling apart. They're managing something.
Pain.
Yeah, they're managing pain. Absolutely. Or they're managing a mental health issue, or they're managing some kind of illness that they have. Pain. Pretty much.
Yeah, they're prescribed the med and for pain or, like Elle said, mental health issues. The problem is if it's an addictive med, you have to be really, really careful with it and take it as prescribed. You can't up the dose on your own. You have to go to the doc, get that approved, because what happens is you up the dose and then you run out, and then you have to go back and beg for more. So now it's a round robin. But I've seen a lot of people that are in chronic pain from backs or whatever, and they get addicted to their pain meds. So now they go to a pain management doctor, and that doctor watches them very closely. Mm-hmm. And yeah, they probably are addicted to their pain meds, but it's under supervision.
Yeah.
So if they had to come off of the med, they would be weaned off slowly, and they're under doctor's care. Big difference than just taking it to get high.
As the pharmacist, it's 50-50 percent our responsibility to watch for that too.
Before, watch for the sign.
It used to be the doctors realm, period. He took care of that.
Right.
We had nothing to do with it, but now we are responsible as much as he is. So we are right. About ready to sign
thank you
off.
For joining us tonight.
Yes, great thank show. You so much.
Have a great week. Yeah.
We get it almost every night.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.